we bring in around £10.5 million a year. So it really is quite a sizable organisation. And only about 12% of that comes from government, from the NHS. All of the rest of it comes in some way, shape or form from charitable activity, whether that's people who donate or buy clothing and jumpers and toys or whatever from our charity shops, or whether it's people doing fundraising like the big bubble rush we've got in Maidstone and Moat Park this coming weekend, or the pub quizzes or the jumble sales, or companies who very kindly give us donations, individuals who kindly give us donations, who think about us in their will. We've generally got appeals going on, so our current appeal is to update our bereavement suites. You can find details of that on the website. So the fundraising activity has to be continual, but we're very, very fortunate here in Kent and the rest of the areas that we serve that, people are very generous, and we only exist because of that generosity, really.
Considering how long De Melza has been running as well, over that period of time, I mean, it's a massive amount of money, isn't it?
It is. That's 21 years we've been here, and obviously we not just hope to be here forever, we really need to be here forever, because the number of children with terminal conditions is quite rapidly increasing because of those advances in medical science. That's a great thing, but unfortunately, the funding within the health service to manage the level of need that's there isn't keeping pace. So that's where we have to step in, really. And we can only do that with the support of everyone out there who helps us get the money in.
Can you see that changing in future, or is it, have you just accepted that's one of those things and government really can't afford to give hospices any more money?
No, we haven't accepted that, and I don't think we should accept that. Hospices are in a position now where, you know, we're not just doing nice things, we're doing essential things and vital things. Without the support that we're able to give the families who use our services, certainly for aspects of their lives, they just wouldn't be able to cope. They literally wouldn't be able to cope. And if we weren't here, that would mean a really quite large bill for the NHS and other statutory services. So really, it isn't right that the amount of care we can give is dictated by the number of people who run the London Marathon or whatever it may be. And we're calling on the government at the minute to take a serious look at how children's palliative care is funded and how hospices are funded. Fortunately, touch wood, De Melza at this point in time is relatively secure, but the costs are going up, and because of the way the economy is now, the outlook isn't necessarily optimistic. And tragically, other hospices in other parts of the country are finding themselves in some quite desperate straits at the minute, and we don't want that to happen in Kent and in our areas. So we're calling on the government to come and have a look at this and work with us to put a permanent solution in place to make sure we're always here.
It must be a bit frustrating at the moment because it does seem that government is very much maybe distracted by other things going on. Do you think your message is getting across to them?
Some people within government are listening. We've had messages back from the government in the latest NHS long-term plan. They have made a commitment to increase funding for children's palliative care, but that's only to 25 million across the whole of the country, and none of that is allocated specifically to children's hospices. So although 25 million sounds like a lot of money, actually when you divide that up across the whole of the NHS local authorities and hospices, it really isn't very much at all. So there is certainly some listening going on, and from some parliamentarians and some people within government, but what we're not yet seeing is this commitment to, yes, the need is there. Yes, the need is increasing. Yes, children's hospices cannot be expected to fund forever at an increasing rate what they're currently doing. So we need to find a better answer. And as you say, well, politics is very frustrating at the minute. It's difficult to get heard for pretty much anything apart from the obvious.